The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about how MS patients with depression symptoms have more difficulty multitasking, according to a recent study. Patients in the early stages of multiple sclerosis with mild to moderate symptoms of depression performed worse on cognitive tests related to multitasking than on those focused on a single task, the study has found. Notably, no such association was observed among healthy individuals, suggesting an MS-related link between mood or depression symptoms and multitasking when a person's attention is divided across more than one task at a time. These findings also highlight the importance of assessing MS patients' multitasking abilities, as traditional cognitive tests, which typically evaluate how a patient performs on a single task, may miss cognitive changes related to depression. Still, further studies are needed to clarify how depression and cognition affect each other and identify its underlying biological mechanisms, which may help in the development of effective treatments for mood and cognition in MS. The study, Depression and Cognitive Function in Early Multiple Sclerosis, Multitasking is More Sensitive Than Traditional Assessments, was published in the Multiple Sclerosis Journal. Depression and cognitive deficits are common symptoms of multiple sclerosis. Increasing evidence suggests a link between depression and worse attention span and executive function, the set of cognitive processes necessary for planning, focusing attention, remembering, and multitasking. Cognitive tests used in MS do not adequately assess executive control of attention, but instead focus on cognitive speed during monotasking demands, the researchers wrote. This may help explain why MS patients with symptoms of depression often perform normally on objective cognitive tests despite cognitive complaints in everyday life. Cognitive difficulties may emerge in naturalistic settings with distractions and demands for flexible control of attention across multiple responsibilities. The researchers from the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York set out to better understand the link between depression symptoms and cognitive monotasking and multitasking in early MS. They examined depression and cognitive data from 185 people diagnosed with relapsing remitting MS or clinically isolated syndrome in the previous 5 years and from 50 healthy individuals who served as controls. MS patients were part of the National Institutes of Health-funded prospective RADIUM study designed to evaluate risk and protective factors for cognitive decline in early MS. The patient's mean age was 34 years, and 89% had RRMS. There were no significant demographic differences between people with MS and healthy participants. In addition to completing a battery of standard monotasking cognitive tests, MS patients and controls completed a multitasking assessment where they were asked to maintain attention on both a visual decision speed task and a separate auditory attention task at the same time. Depression was assessed with two self-reported questionnaires, the Beck Depression Inventory Fast Screen and the Mental Health Inventory 5. based on BDIFS cutoff scores, patients had no to minimal depression, while some showed mild to moderate depression. Results showed that mild to moderate depression among MS patients was significantly more associated with worse ability to multitask than with changes in other cognitive monotasking outcomes, with more depressive patients showing a greater decline in multitasking than in monotasking performance. The link between depression and multitasking was more than 3 times stronger than that between depression and the individual visual decision speed task, which highlights multitasking as driving the relationship to depression. Similar associations were seen when depression levels in MS patients were assessed with the MHI-5. Data also showed that depression symptoms were more strongly linked to problems in cognitive efficiency than in memory. Further analysis indicated that the association between depression and cognition was independent of patients' disease burden, as assessed through brain lesions and brain volume in MRI scans. In addition, there were no links between depression and multitasking among healthy controls who had significantly fewer depressive symptoms and better multitasking performance than MS patients. Notably, multitasking performance between the two groups was no longer significantly different when adjusted for depression, suggesting that depression could partially explain these differences in the ability to multitask. However, studies involving more healthy individuals are needed to confirm this. These findings suggest that discussing cognition and depression in MS patients as separate entities may be artificial and lead to oversimplification of related processes that may share underlying neural basis, the researchers wrote. It is possible that depression negatively impacts cognition, or that depressed mood is a reaction to reduced quality of life related to cognitive deficits, the team wrote, noting that poor attention control may also be contributing to both. Future research is therefore needed to clarify the direction of this link, and Radem's planned 3-year follow-up may help with this, the team noted. Still, further studies are also needed to identify the mechanisms behind this link between depression and cognition in MS patients. It is important for future research to be guided by lessons from cognitive and affective neuroscience to build biologically plausible models of how the neuroinflammatory and neurodegenerative disease of MS mediates links between mood and cognition, determine whether there are differences across patients, and develop evidence-based treatments for mood and cognition in MS, the researchers concluded.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Jesse Ace, and I'm one of the columnists for MS News Today. I'll be reading one of my articles from my Disabled to Enabled series.
The surprising reasons you might be bloated. Many people with multiple sclerosis struggle with intestinal issues, and there is evidence of the link between gut health and MS. Bloating is a common result of these issues. It's super annoying and always happens at the worst time, like when you're out and about or you're trying to wear something really fitted to an event. It's important to remember that it's common in everyone, not just in people with MS, and there may be some surprising reasons why we are actually bloated. Bloating causes the stomach or abdomen to feel really swollen, and it's usually harmless, and there could be a number of different causes. The most common reason for bloating is excessive gas, which typically leaves the body through flatulence or burping. I learned that dehydration can cause bloating. I never knew that. It suddenly made sense why I felt so bloated during the hot weather. Maybe I was dehydrated. When you're dehydrated, you tend to get constipated, causing the body to hang on to fluids and bloat. However, when you drink plenty of water and hydrate, your body lets go of the fluid that it doesn't need, reducing your bloating. Bloating for any amount of time probably makes you think, will this ever go away? There are a lot of reasons why we may feel bloated, so let's explore a few. Chewing gum and swallowing air. That makes sense. Swallowed air gets trapped, resulting in bloating. Eating too fast. Similar to chewing gum, eating quickly introduces more air, which builds up in your gastrointestinal tract. Eating foods that create gas in your system, such as high fiber foods, beans, some vegetables, such as cauliflower, broccoli, kale, and Brussels sprouts. Some fruit can also cause bloating, such as pears, apples, apricots, prunes. Food intolerances, such as gluten or lactose, or allergies, such as to eggs, can also cause bloating. Drinking a lot of soda. Soda is full of carbonated air, which builds up in our gastrointestinal tract, causing our stomachs to feel swollen. Your menstrual cycle, indigestion, constipation, or some medications can also cause bloating. If you're feeling bloated right now, could anything I just mentioned be the culprit? Remember, it's common for people with MS to have some kind of digestion issue. Some people find that it helps to keep a record of what they eat so that they can track any patterns surrounding a particular food. My Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker book contains food and hydration trackers, as well as a bunch of other different trackers, so you can easily see patterns in what you're eating and discover what is causing your digestion issues.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.